The confirmation of dozens of new cases of the potentially fatal lung disease silicosis has renewed calls for a ban on manufactured stone goods. But despite concerns that exposure to the dust could be more devastating than asbestos, a leading medical expert says a total ban would be premature. Bridget Fitzgerald has the story.
Fueled by the home reno reality TV boom, Australians love their sleek stone kitchen benchtops and bathroom vanities. But by breathing in the dust created by building these items, stonemasons are developing the incurable, potentially fatal lung disease silicosis in greater numbers.
It's difficult to see how that can be safely used at any point in the construction industry.
New South Wales Greens MP David Shoebridge says the problem is so serious there needs to be a ban on all manufactured stone in the state. And he put that to the New South Wales Upper House, which passed a motion to support the ban on Thursday night. If successful, David Shoebridge hopes other states would replicate the move.
I feel quite certain that if New South Wales moved and instituted a ban, that would produce pretty much immediate pressure for those other states and territories to follow in those footsteps.
This comes just days after a parliamentary committee heard from government agency iCare that 40 new cases of silicosis were confirmed in New South Wales last year. In a statement, its chief medical officer, Dr. Chris Colquhoun, said,
I think any time you're cutting manufactured stone, you have to make the assumption that if you breathe the stuff in, you are going to die.
But one of Australia's leading medical experts in silicosis disagrees.
That's a dramatic statement at the bad end of the spectrum. We don't know what the minimum level of exposure to this harmful dust is.
Dr. Graham Edwards is the silicosis spokesman for the Royal Australian College of Physicians. He says such a statement can't be made because we don't know enough about the disease, which is why he's pushing for a national register to keep track.
We're now over 250 accepted cases across Australia. So having a register of people, not just those people who have already got the disease, but those who have already had the exposure, is important so that we can best manage those who will develop it.
And until more is understood about what causes the disease, Dr. Graham Edwards says there's every chance the industry could still be made safe.
It's entirely plausible that we can develop what we call a cumulative exposure index. So we can actually assess how much exposure is necessary to trigger the disease.
The Stone Industry Association was contacted for comment.
Bridget Fitzgerald with that story.